Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. The Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Keisha Cole's husband, basketball star Daniel Gibson, was arrested yesterday in New Orleans for assault and battery. He's accused of punching a man at a nightclub July 8th, breaking his jaw. The fight started with a verbal argument, reportedly over disrespectful comments towards Keisha. In a statement, Gibson had this to say: "Earlier this month during the Essence Music Festival, I was involved in an incident with other individuals while I was out with my wife. It's unfortunate that some see opportunity in taking advantage of people who work hard for what they have achieved." R. Kelly is finally apologizing to fans after arriving more than 2 hours late for his performance over the weekend at the Macy's Music Festival in Ohio. On Saturday, fans left in droves, chanted for Kelly to get on stage and even booed after getting frustrated from the wait. He never addressed his tardiness once he hit the stage, and many fans took to Twitter to complain. Kelly, in response, took to Twitter and had this to say: "Hey, Cincinnati fans, sorry for the technical problems. Thanks for hanging in there to see me perform. You are the best." According to a Brooklyn hairstylist, rapper Foxy Brown left her salon without paying. Her tab was $900 for her custom weave. The stylist said that after she was done, Foxy said she loved her new style and left. On Instagram, the stylist wrote, "She still wants her money, and she'll put Foxy on blast because this is how she makes her money, and what she did wasn't right." Rapper DMX has filed for bankruptcy in a Manhattan court. The Chapter 11 petition lists less than $50,000 in assets and $1 to $10 million in debt. Ex-financial trouble continues to mount as he owes $1.2 million in child support and more than $21,000 on an auto lease, among other obligations. A man was stabbed to death outside of a venue where rappers Lil Wayne and T.I. performed in North Carolina. Police are investigating the murder of a 24-year-old who was killed after an alleged argument with a group of men in the parking lot of the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater, during which a woman also received minor injuries. Nicki Minaj has finally addressed DJ Khaled's public proposal video. She said Khaled was not serious and said it was made to give the world a glimpse of their new record, I Wanna Be With You, off of Khaled's new album. She called in a Hot 97 yesterday and said, "Don't believe what you read about her getting a restraining order or that he's harassing her. It was a joke, so please let it go."